You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio across the United States. I'm your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, another dynamite program it promises to be. To participate in this evening's broadcast, feel free to reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or you can catch me on the email. We got something else we're going to tell you, too, in a second. We're going to try this again. Email mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we will read your email live on the air. Appreciate it if you chime in. We're going to have a great program tonight. We're also doing something different. We're tweeting, twittering, whatever you want to call it. We're getting laughed at in here, too. It's new to us, so we're going to check it out. It is twitter.com/AARMark, and you can pick us up on Twitter. We'll be monitoring that throughout the program, as will the producer, who I'd like to welcome. Sean, doing a great job for us. And America, let's get started. We got a lot to talk about tonight. The Mad Ogre, Mr. George Hill, the ever-popular George Hill, will be joining me live in just a few minutes. George is going to stick with us for the entire 2 hours. But before we get going, I forgot to mention usconcealedcarry.com. usconcealedcarry.com. Check us out. And their flagship publication, of which I'm a columnist for, Concealed Carry Magazine, comes with a package. You don't want to miss it. It's great stuff. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is going to be with us live in just a few minutes. We're going to have Mr. Ken Blanchard, the Black Man with a Gun, known worldwide as the Black Man with a Gun, and the proprietor of the Urban Shooter Podcast. It's really good stuff to listen to. You can check that out at urbanshooterpodcast.com. Coming up in the second hour, Steve Shanks from eFoods Direct is going to be with us, and Larry Correa, well-known author of Monster Hunter International, will be joining us as well, a Second Amendment advocate, and we're going to have a lot of fun with Larry. So let's read a real quick email before we get started. Actually, this came in from on the Armed American Radio website. To whom it may concern, I'm Professor Walter J. Perez Martinez, former U.S. Marine and now member of the Yauco City Municipal Legislature. I hope I said that right. It is Y-A-U-C-O. He is a municipal legislator. I'm a CCW licensee and member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm listening to every single program you post via iTunes podcast. Right now, I'm a pro-gun rights activist, and I'm using the knowledge I acquire to defend the Second Amendment that rules here in Puerto Rico. Thanks for being available to us. God bless you, your family, your business, our nation, and our Bill of Rights. That is from Professor Walter J. Perez Martinez, Yauco City Municipal Legislature, Yauco, Puerto Rico. So it's good to know that we're being listened to down on that beautiful island and all over the United States and everywhere else on the planet, live on the web at 920WGKA.com. So pick us up everywhere you can. Great program. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, a whole lot of stuff, but I want to welcome Atlanta, Anchorage, Carrollton, Georgia, Grand Junction, Colorado, Griffin, Georgia, Liberal, Kansas, Lansing, Michigan, Mountain Home, Arkansas, Reno, Carson City, Sparks, Nevada, Silverdale, Puget Sound area in Washington, Tucson, you're coming next. Be prepared. You're going to be on the Armed American Radio Network here real soon. And we've got a lot of cover with Mr. George Hill tonight, so we're not going to dally around anymore. We're going to go ahead and bring him in live. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you're on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the broadcast again, my friend.
It's good to be here, as always, Mark. A total pleasure and a privilege and an honor.
Man, I appreciate that very much, George. We have got so much to talk about. I think we should probably just get started and go right to the meat of it, man. The old Atlanta Journal-Constitution was hard at work over the past couple weeks, banging gun rights again, as they're prone to do. That's a liberal paper. And, of course, all the opinions. You read that stuff, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to spend a little time reading through that and trying to, take a couple of tums to push down that nauseousness that it always gives me.
A couple of tums? There's a pink bottle
really
for that stuff, dude.
I really don't understand the liberal mindset that, we're going to be safer. We're going to be safer if we make ourselves a victim. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if you look at the law of nature, you watch some nature videos on the Discovery Channel, even prey type animals have defenses, turtles have shells, But, you know, the human being, we don't have natural defenses. We don't have a shell or spikes or thorns, and we can't really run that fast. So we have to protect ourselves with, you know, with what we have, what we can do, which is, you know, our superior intellect, opposable thumbs, and a 45. So.
Ooh, I love that. That was a great quote. Our superior intellect and a 45. Did everybody get that? Straight from the mouth of the Mad Ogre. George, you need to put that on your website at madogre.com. That was classic.
If I had a Twitter account, I'd tweet that right now.
Well, you need to get one. Twitter.com/madogre. I'm sure it's open. Hey, George,
yeah.
Let's talk about some of this, some of the garbage that was put out there this week, okay? You know, I want to give, actually, believe it or not, I'm going to give a thumbs up to the L.A. Times. That's very unusual, that liberal rag out on the West Coast. But they had an editorial referencing a Supreme Court fight, of course, talking about the Chicago gun control case, hinging on the 14th Amendment and the Bill of Rights. And, you know, it's copyrighted material. I don't want to read the whole thing, but I would like to direct people to the L.A. Times. This editorial appeared on October 6th. I didn't get a chance last week to go into what I wanted. We're going to talk about that program too, George, and remind people to get out and listen. That was a great history lesson, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I love the Old West.
Well, this L.A. Times, believe it or not, the L.A. Times editorial board made it very clear that they're anti-gun, as they always do. But they did mention that in the Chicago case, the justices are considering whether the Second Amendment should be applied to either the states, either by the 14th Amendment Due Process Clause, which applies to persons, or its Privileges and Immunities Clause, which applies only to citizens. Of course, we went over that with Dane Von Breichenruckhart, the president of the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, and the man himself, Dick Heller, and we talked about that in detail a couple weeks back. But the L.A. Times actually said, and I quote, "The court should say yes, even as it affirms its assurance in the 2008 decision that government may still impose reasonable restrictions on the right to bear arms. This is no time for the court to start picking and choosing when it comes to the Bill of Rights." So it was a very surprising thing, and it opened a lot of eyes across the nation when the L.A. Times editorial board put that out. And something else that popped up here, George, I want to get your opinion on. This was an AP article here that the U.S.-Mexico group urges new assault weapons ban. Of course, we're going to start hearing more and more and more of this, you know, as we go down through the next, you know, 3.5 hideous long years that we have to face with the Obama administration. But there's a quote in here that's just mind-boggling, George. "Improving our efforts will weaken the drug cartels and disrupt their illegal activities and make it easier ultimately to dismantle and destroy them." So by taking away American Second Amendment rights, we're going to help Calderon down in Mexico curb drug violence. George, now, help me out here.
That is absolutely completely fictitious. That's not even a pipe dream. That is just... You know, that's like me saying I want to have a condo on Mars. You know, it's just not going to happen. If we sacrifice our Second Amendment rights, we are going to be putting us into direct jeopardy from the cartels themselves, who are already up against our border in the Rio Grande. There was, just a couple weeks ago, there was a big gun battle between Mexican federales and the cartel. And trust me, the cartels are not getting those fully auto AK-47s from U.S. citizens.
No, they're not. They're getting them from Southeast Asia and everybody else. You know,
absolutely.
These cartels have billions of dollars to play with, and they have billions of dollars to play with because of an insatiable appetite in the United States for illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they truly believe that by banning a U.S. gun show or joining anti-gun forces to stop, you know, my right to go out and dance with my AR-15 up in the beautiful Georgia mountains or with you out in Utah, you know, they're it's just mind-boggling. But, you know, we have to mention that because it's out there, and, you know, this is what they talk about. We got another one here, George. This one comes in from Reuters. The U.S. reverses stance on treaty to regulate arms trade. Everybody's favorite socialist-in-chief, Obama, is now apparently reversing George Bush, which we all knew was going to happen, his stance at the U.N., and here we go, giving away more U.S. sovereignty, brother. What do we know?
Trying to put us as subjects to the U.N., man, that's crazy. I mean, we're going to have Mugabe tell us how to run our farms next? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, you know what they're referring to. They're referring to the small arms treaty, and yet they're going to use that. We know what they're going to do with that.
Well, okay. Yeah, to try to affect worldwide peace by taking away guns away from us violent Americans.
Yeah, it'll be a sad day when UN soldier, U.S. soldiers are fighting under a general wearing a blue helmet, and I hope to God that never comes. But, for, you know, nothing would surprise me at this stage of the game.
Well, and, you know, there has been cases where U.S. soldiers who were asked to, you know, to wear the UN blue have refused and were thus prosecuted, you know, under the UCMJ for disobeying orders and such. But it's an ugly situation, and the UN is probably, I'll go ahead and say it, a completely useless organization. What we should do is just kick the UN out of the U.S. They don't need to be here to conduct their illegal businesses, and reestablish what was a good organization, which was the old League of Nations. You know, actually got some stuff done. You know, they created Israel, and they kind of established stability in Europe after World War II. And it was an organization made up by actual leaders.
You better believe it. Hold on to that thought. Stick around, America. We'll be right back here on the Armed American Radio Network right after these broadcast messages. See you in a couple minutes.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. If you want to participate in the program this evening, feel free to reach out to us in the studio at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or catch me on the email at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we will read you live on the air. So don't be shy. Pick the phone up. Oh, don't forget the Twitters. Twitter.com/AARMark. We're going to be monitoring that, and I think Sean's going to be monitoring that down in Dallas. For our listeners out in Mountain Home, Arkansas, Brian Morrison and James Acera, you guys won free books and USCCA memberships a few weeks back. Those books are in and will ship this week. So James and Brian, you will both be getting your signed books. They'll be going out this week. And in Ohio, Tim Schmitz in Lakewood, Ohio. Tim, you won off the Buckeye Firearms Program with my good friend Jim Irvine. Your book is in. It'll be signed and sent out this week, too. I didn't want you to think we forgot about you guys. We certainly did not. We just had to wait for the distributor to get them in our hands, and they're in our hands. George, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network, my friend.
Still here and just kicking back and looking at a couple of pistols that I cleaned earlier. And one of them, my absolute favorite handgun, bar none, the 1911.
Okay, listen, you and I had a really good conversation, a couple of them, over the weekend, and one of them in particular I really wish was recorded because it would have been one heck of a program. And let's talk about the 1911 because it's always been my position that a gun, that no one can say they actually have a gun collection unless they've got America's quintessential sidearm in that gun collection, and that, of course, is the 1911. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. If you don't have a 1911... you're just not doing it right. I know it kind of gets shoved down our throats. You know, we see it on the covers of, you know, almost every other gun magazine out there, and it's in a lot of movies, and it's just kind of there. It is the quintessential American handgun, kind of like the Ford Mustang. When you think muscle car, you know, you got the 1911 designed by John Moses Browning. It dates back to 1907 when it entered into U.S. Army trials to become the pistol. It was going up against a gun from Luger and a gun from Savage, and those trials went on until the adoption in 1911, hence the model name M1911. And the gun, you know, the design's over 100 years old now, but you know, you look at all the other guns out there, and you can't really say that any of them are actually a better weapon. They might be different, they might be made with different materials, but they're not better.
Well, you know, that 1911, we talked about the Taurus, for example, which is just a, you know, one heck of a value in that gun. They're loaded with options. We talked about why they're priced, you know, the way they are priced versus one of the Kimbers. You know, and you're talking about getting just about everything you can get in that Taurus PT 1911. What are your thoughts on the gun? And I got to tell you, George, we're getting a ton of Twitters in here, believe it or not, tweets, whatever you want to call the things. So I want to get your opinion here because we've got one from Cass, 11471. What are your thoughts on the CZ USA and their PO7?
Well, the PO1, the PO6, very good guns. The new PO7, kind of a similar thing, but in with the polymer frame. You know, I like it just fine. I'm not really sold on CZ making a polyframed gun yet, but getting back to that 1911, that Taurus, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a fantastic value. You're getting a good, solid, reliable gun with a lifetime warranty, bang for the buck. You can't beat it for a 1911. You just really can't.
I love mine. And, you know, I found myself after you and I talked about it last week and this week, I'm starting to carry it a little bit more often. But we had talked about some holster issues that we both ran into with the 1911. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a 1911, as far as I'm concerned, is useless if it's not being carried cocked and locked. And that's a very menacing look to somebody who doesn't understand the 1911 and maybe to a lot of our listeners. You know, you see it a lot on the gun forums all over the place. You see the question from a lot of the rookies and newbies, and, you know, should I carry this gun cocked and locked? I'm kind of scared to do that. Tell everybody about the safety features on the 1911 and why it's just as safe, if not safer, than some of the polymer frame guns out there.
Well, absolutely. The cocked and locked thing, It does look menacing. The hammer's back. Looks like it's ready to rock. And you know what? It is. It is ready to go. And that's the way it was designed to be. It was designed to be a cavalry pistol, you know, horseback, rough treatment. And yet the guy can pull it out of the holster with one hand, engage his target, disable the safety with his thumb, and hit that target accurately without any other manipulation. It's perfectly safe. You got that grip safety, which some people say is redundant. I like a grip safety on my 1911, but some people think it's not necessary. You got a big thumb safety right there where it's easy to get, easy to manipulate. But when that safety's on, it completely locks up that action. The slide can't move. You can't. The only thing you can really do with the gun is drop the magazine out of it. It is perfectly safe. Now, one of the problems, though, with some leather, some holsters out there, though, is that the way the holster is designed and the way the leather's cut, and that's a problem that I've had with a couple Galcos, that if you've got an extended thumb safety on your 1911, that safety can get inadvertently disabled. You know, it can get clicked off of safe and into the fire position, and that's not good.
No, and you find that with the, and believe me, I've got a whole slew of Galco holsters. They're some of my favorite in the world. And, you know, as we've talked about before on the broadcast, but the, what is it? Let's pick one of the holsters. You got one of my favorites is they're concealable. Okay, that's an open top design. It doesn't have a thumb break. And that's the way I like to carry the 1911 is with an open top holster. Now, if you're someone like me who likes to carry in this type of weather in the fall, by the way, where's Al Gore? It's kind of cold out. Somebody should tell him that, well, let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Let's not get sidetracked.
Yeah, it's 7 degrees out here today at Ogre Ranch.
Ogre Ranch. Day. What is it today?
It was 70 degrees today.
Okay, well, we're 37 when we woke up this morning in Atlanta, Georgia, in the deep south. So, Al, come on. Come down here and bring us some warmth, will you? We need it. Polar bears don't need any more, according to him. By the way, that question on the CZ came in from Adam Smith. Adam, we appreciate it. And everybody else that's out there tweeting us or Twittering us, whatever we call it, I guess, tweeting us. We'll get to some of your Twitter comments here in just a couple minutes. George, we were talking about the Galco Miami Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Also a thumb break. Okay, that gun, it tells you right in the literature that the gun is not meant to be carried cocked and locked.
Yeah.
Now, you know, is the gun useless at that point? No.
Well, it kind of defeats the purpose of having such a fine weapon as a single-action 1911, because what they're saying is that you're either going to carry it with a round in the chamber with the hammer down, which is inherently dangerous, or you carry it with the hammer down on an empty chamber, so when you draw it, then you have to cycle the action during a time when you may need it the most. In your most desperate minute where you need to draw and fire, they're asking you to cycle the action, which is introducing two bad things. You could have a mechanical failure, or you could have an operator failure and fumble it at that point, at the very moment that you need it the most. So
you get that question a lot, George, from a lot of folks that are new to carrying pistols, that, you know, do you carry with a round in the chamber? Absolutely. You might as well carry a hammer and a pair of cargo pants, okay? Your gun needs to be chambered and ready to fire, and that is the same thing with the 1911. Now, there are some tips and techniques and tricks you read about from time to time on some of those boards about carrying the 1911. We'll talk about those in just a couple minutes. Stick around, folks. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back with some really good gun talk in just a few minutes.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Okay, anti-gunners, we're back. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. Also want to promote my book. Everybody listening out there, we are now up on Amazon and White Feather Press. You can pick us up where books are sold. Lessons from Armed America, co-written with my good friend, Ms. Kathy Jackson, the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, the foreword written by Masad Ayoub. The book is making some great waves, and we're getting some really good positive feedback from it across the country. So pick up a copy at Amazon.com or WhitefeatherPress.com. Check it out. It's a great read, I can assure you. Also, some more tweets coming in. Tombstone Bad Bob, I love this one. Al Gore took two college classes making a C and a D. Why do people listen to this? I can't answer that one for you, Tombstone Bad Bob. I don't listen to it. In fact, when I do watch him, he makes me want to change the dial faster than I can move my fingers to the remote controls. George, you know, we've got Ken Blanchard, the black man internationally recognized as the black man with a gun, and he's going to be joining us right now for a segment, and then we'll go back to talking about some guns. We want to get it all in here, George. You know, 2 hours is looking like it's not enough either. And we also have a call in here from John in Atlanta, Georgia, about the 14th and 2nd Amendment. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Ken to hang with us for just a second, and bring John in. John, you are on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend, and thanks for sticking through the break. How can we help you out tonight?
No problem, Mark, and hello, Mr. Blanchard. Maybe he knows this point of history. I'd like to do a little more research on. I heard a guy by the name of Neil Smith a few years ago, libertarian presidential candidate, a science fiction writer, talking about, you mentioned the challenge to the Second Amendment in this new case before the Supreme Court, and that's probably why our local birdcage liner here is editorializing people's questionable rights to own guns or firearms. But the 14th Amendment, from what Mr. Smith was saying on his show I heard about 5-6 years ago, was basically a second Amendment, because prior to the post-Civil War, the Southern racist white Democrats in the South were passing laws not allowing African-Americans to own guns. So that's what sparked and motivated the 14th Amendment, to have the Second Amendment applied to the southern states. The local governments who were passing these laws, Jim Crow laws, not allowing African Americans to have gun ownership.
Now, John, you're from Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know very good and well, then, that we have in Georgia the public gathering laws. We all know that gun control has its roots in deep southern racism years and years ago. And, you know, the 14th Amendment, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, you know, Chicago is going to be a slam dunk in my book based on that, I think. And if you go back and you listen, now you're talking about, due process, and then you've got the privilege and immunities. And this is what Dick Heller and Dane von Breckenrookhart were talking about in deep detail, and there's no way I can cover it the way they do. I would recommend listeners go back to armedamericanradio.org and listen to that broadcast. Scroll about halfway down the page, and you'll see it there. But, George, you want to give John your thoughts on that, too? I believe Chicago case and McDonald case is a slam dunk.
I really hope so, but you never know what these courts can do, or what type of influence they're going to put onto other courts and other jurisdictions. But any time a case like this goes before any judge, you know, it's just kind of one of those tension things, because if it goes our way, really not much changes. But if it goes against us, it could potentially harm us in ways that we haven't foreseen. But the whole thing about the Jim Crow laws, racism really did play a huge part in gun control and all kinds of asinine laws, such as the the three-fourths rule. I mean, these things are it's institutionalized racism, and it should have nothing to do with American politics anymore at all.
Yeah, and we want to point out, too, that to our listeners that the 14th Amendment was added to the Constitution after the Civil War. So there's no question about it, John. Listen, we appreciate your call very much. Right. We're going to get over to Ken Blanchard, the Black Man with a Gun, the proprietor of Urban Shooter Podcast. John, thanks much for calling in and for hanging with us. We appreciate it. Mr. Blanchard, Ken Blanchard, you are finally on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
How are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm fighting a cold, but I'm doing all right otherwise.
You know, I heard that. I was at your website today checking some stuff out, and I was listening to, Urban Podcast number 136 already, right?
Yeah, that's the latest.
Man, oh, man, yeah, and I heard you talking about fighting a cold, but you know what? You're standing up and talking about freedom, and we love it, because freedom never takes a break, not even from a cold, right?
You heard that right.
Okay, well, listen, you've got a fascinating story. And, your UrbanShooterPodcast.com, let's get your websites out there. It's Black Man with a Gun and Urban Shooter Podcast. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it and how you got started, because it's fascinating stuff.
Back in 1991, I got into the firearms training business, and I wanted to do it for the public. I was already doing it for federal types. I'm kind of a intelligence person, and I wanted to moonlight and just train regular people. Unfortunately, my job kept me from telling who actually taught me where I was trained, so I had to go and do the shock value thing, and I created the persona of Black Man with a Gun to get the attention. And the book came from the same title. The NRA and I joined together, and we kind of traveled around the country a couple of places and worked to get concealed carry reformed in Texas and Virginia. We worked in Michigan and Wisconsin, South Carolina, and I bombed in Maryland. Didn't do as well as I wanted to in Wisconsin, but all of that just kind of continued until I was just like, you know, all the regular advocates. You see me behind the scenes fighting Sarah Brady.
Have we lost Ken there?
Well, he started training in 1991.
Right. He's been at this for quite some time. Okay, you're back with us, Ken.
Say, well, it's a color thing. And I'd say, well, it is a color thing, and you're being the one that's wrong right now. And I've been behind the scenes for a while, and it's kind of progressed until my whole point.
Sounds like a cell phone.
It looks like we've lost Ken. We've lost Ken Blanchard. I apologize for that connection. Hopefully he'll call us back here in just a couple seconds. George, he's got some really good stuff. Have you had an opportunity to listen to any of his podcasts?
His podcast, no, but I've been following his blog on and off for a long time. He's one of the plank holders in the blogging community. So, and he's got a very unique perspective, you know. So he's one of the important voices that we have out there on the internet.
Yeah, he really is, and he's getting, I believe, you know, tens of thousands of hits on his website. Ken, are you with us back here on Armed American Radio?
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Welcome back to the broadcast. We had to fill in for you just a little bit. We were talking up your blog. But you go ahead and continue with where you were. It's a great story.
Well, after I got Black Men with a Gun up and running, I kind of thought, you know, I'm going to keep this up until nobody even cares where the color thing isn't an issue. And in my own progression, I wanted to be the other side of Ken. I wanted to be the wacky Ken, the fun Ken, the one with the wit and the wisdom, to be the Bill Cosby of the gun movement. So I created the Urban Shooter podcast, and that got me a chance to be in kind of like radio, if you call it that. I'm in my basement screaming and singing and acting a fool down here, but I'm trying to be the cool guy, the kind of the ambassador for the pro-gun people, to give the other side so that I can point them to other folks. I'm kind of like the point guy. I'll say, well, look, we aren't all like the media has portrayed us, and some of us actually like to laugh and have a good time. And if you want to do this, go here. If you want to do that, go there. And it's working out pretty good so far.
Yeah, it is really, really fun stuff to listen to, and I happen to thoroughly enjoy your singing on the podcast. You got a great voice. And George, if you haven't listened to any of that stuff, I highly encourage our listeners to go check it out. Listen, guys, stick around with us. You guys stick around with us here. We're getting ready to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're going to carry Mr. Blanchard over and talk with him for a few more minutes. And, George, we'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
We are back on Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. Keep the tweets coming. Twitter.com/AARMark. We appreciate it very much. You can catch us at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll read you live on the air. Or feel free to join the program like John from Atlanta did and call us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. And, you know, my mother and father are here in the studio with me during the first hour. And when I came back from the other break and was talking about my book, I saw my mom waving her hands frantically, and I didn't know what she was doing. She's been doing that for the 47 years I've been on Earth, so it didn't shock me until she handed me a note over the glass that said, "You forgot to mention the name of your book." So that's Lessons from Armed America. Lessons from Armed America. You can pick it up at whitefeatherpress.com. Or you can pick it up at Amazon or any other place as we get it out there in the marketplace, selling good. Ken Blanchard of Urban Shooter Podcast joins us, and the Mad Ogre, the ever-popular Mad Ogre, George Hill. Gentlemen, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
All right. Welcome. Thank you, man.
It's a pleasure.
You got it. Ken, we're talking more about your podcast and stuff, and it's a lot of fun to listen to, and I want to keep putting the website out, urbanshooterpodcast.com. You're getting a ton of hits. What are you up to, about 15,000 hits a month now?
Yeah, it's messing me up. I'm happy about it.
You ought to be.
Originally, all I wanted to do was just, you know, get the word out, and I was trying to book little hotel rooms and do these little mini seminars, but the internet has helped out a lot with that.
Now, how are you advertising your stuff? What are you doing out there?
Well, I'm also a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network. It's a group of about 10 or 12. We're growing all the time. Other pro-gun podcasters that are trying to just help, and we kind of do a collective thing there. I do just about everything. I put little bumper stickers in the back of my car when I'm driving through D.C. in traffic. I tweet about stuff. I'll send little e-notes to people. I bug reporters that I know, and I try to put it in the face of as many people as I can.
Well, it's working for you. Tell us, okay, let's get some of your expertise here, the Urban Shooter podcast. What is different about the Urban Shooter?
The biggest thing about me is that I'm straight. I come from a very, probably a crazy background for a gun rights advocate. One of my jobs is I'm in counterterrorism, and I have to keep some of the stuff that I do without saying it. So that part of my duty, I almost have to hide it. On the other side, I'm a pastor. I have a small church in Washington, D.C., and I'm responsible to about 50 people. So I protect them as well. The Urban Shooter allows me almost a facade of me that if you were my friend, you would know. And I make this podcast as if I'm talking to my friend one at a time. I'm not trying to teach you how to shoot. Like Bill Cosby used to say in the Fat Albert show, if you're not careful, you're going to learn something. On my show, I will throw out some stuff from other people, trying to give them credit as well, to just spread the wealth and get people fired up and interested in this gun rights movement and protecting themselves and just right thinking, period.
Yeah, well, it's working for you. There's no question about it. You know, listeners need to check it out. Again, I'm going to put it out. It's www.urbanshooterpodcast.com. You need to listen to this.
That's a good approach. It's a very good approach to keep it casual and not take it so serious. There's a lot of guys out there, they start talking guns, they get really serious, and they kind of take out all of the joy out of it. And, you know, we do carry guns for defense and for serious purposes, but also a big component of it is recreation and enjoyment. So I think we got to not alienate people and, you know, keep it a little bit light and not take ourselves so serious.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, I want to get your opinion on this before we have to let you go here and get close to the end of the first hour's broadcast. What's your take? You know, obviously the Heller decision where you're at up there laid down the foundation for where we're going now with the Chicago gun case. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm happy about it. I'm glad that finally Chicago actually is getting really sensitive to this whole gun issue. If you've watched the news in the last couple of weeks, there's been more and more incidents of armed citizens protecting themselves. And the public, because there's so much push behind it, the law enforcement hasn't been clamping down on them. It's been an understanding of, like, I'm with you. I understand. It's, public support is growing huge in Chicago. So we're about to change history here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I'm feeling pretty good about that. When I first heard that they were going to take the case, before I had an opportunity to talk with Dick Heller, and especially Dane Von Breichenruckhardt, he's brilliant to listen to, and he's wonderful. He discusses it in layman's terms, and we can understand what he's talking about when you go into the details of the constitutional aspects of it and the 14th Amendment, the privileges and immunities and so forth, and the enumerated rights. You know, he's just so good at it. But, you know, after I started looking at it and doing a little bit more research, I felt a whole lot better about that McDonald's case.
Yeah, I'm hoping that California catches on. That'd be our next big push, the West Coast. Just keep on going east, or west, rather.
Oh, that's some optimism right there, brother. That is some optimism. You're a magazine is half full kind of guy right there.
Hey, Ken, let's since you mentioned that, let's go there. Governor and California lawmakers approved firearm owner registration scheme. Okay, where we're and this was just signed. This is coming out on October 16th, where Schwarzenegger has signed that ridiculous ammunition deal that is now going to put ammunition locked away behind the counters. You've got to supply your fingerprints to buy ammunition in California beginning in 2011 on February 1. It's absolutely asinine what they're doing out there.
It's going to be the death knell for his political career, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely it is. And as from a retailer perspective, it's going to put a real huge cramp on retail sales for not just the guns, but the ammunition and everything about it. Of course, that's what they want. But you can't even buy a 50-round box of 22s. I mean, they come in 500-round bricks. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just nuts what they're doing out there. But, you know, California, what do you know?
And Hollywood. It's Hollywood-driven, mostly.
Hollyweird.
Yeah.
Magazine disconnects on the AR. Isn't that what it is, George?
Absolutely.
Got to use a little tool to make it legal, but you can use a pen point. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, if Hollywood would just put their same effort into doing things like making drug use uncool and making drug use unpopular and reduce the amount of people demanding access to illegal drugs, well, that would go a heck of a lot more, you know, in our favor for safety and, you know, public well-being than an anti-gun agenda.
Boy, wouldn't that possibly help the cartel situation in Mexico if we reduce the flow and the demand for illegal drugs?
Oh, would that help international relationships?
Instead of reading Mexico about how they're all in, you know, they're all in rehab. I mean, come on. You know, here we go again. It's real easy to blame the object instead of blaming, you know, where we're at, you know, the reality of the situation, which is, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. The anti-gun hates to hear that, but it's a fact. The anti-gunners can't stand it. Ken, jump in anytime, brother. Come on.
This whole thing is the whole gun issue is a battle of good and evil. Even in California, it goes down to your moral values and responsibilities that go along with it.
Well, you know,
a traditional person, you're gonna want your family values. You want to take care of what counts. This is all just an erosion of the feel good stuff.
Well, you're going to, you know, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Maureen Downey was all over this again this week. They were working overtime in the anti-gun category here, you know, putting out anti-gun garbage all week long and over the past 2 weeks. And it's just astounding to me that people don't understand that evil exists in this world. Evil exists. There are bad people. There have been bad people since people. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You can't legislate crazy.
No, you can't. You cannot legislate evil. You cannot legislate morality. Okay?
Right.
You've got to use your own common sense here. And, you know, what they want to do is take everything away from law-abiding people because of the actions of a few. And when I say a few, let's remind people that this country has 300 million people in it. There are over 100. I mean, you go to the ATF and look at it. I was looking at some of them today. The statistics are mind-boggling. And when you look at the ATF statistics at how many guns are out there on the streets versus how many people commit, I think murder rate in 07 or 08 was at around 19,000. George, you were on the program when we talked to the statistician out there, the criminologist in Phoenix, who was outstanding to have on the program.
Yeah. Having those hard numbers is it's a good thing to look at, but it's actually hard to visualize. If you put it in your own community with how many people are in your community, and then look at how many people are the actual bad eggs in that community, you know, who are you going to punish? You're going to punish the bad eggs? You're going to punish everybody else?
It's statistically insignificant when you consider, you know, 100 million guns in the United States that hurt no one today.
Right.
Or I guess I should say 100 million gun owners hurt no one today.
Yeah.
And, you know, they use that argument that, well, you know, so-and-so wasn't a criminal before he pulled the trigger. Well, I don't know any murderers that are not criminals. So we could argue that case all day long.
Yeah.
Mr. Blanchard, thank you so much for joining Armed American Radio. I'm glad
thank
we finally
you,
got you on the program. And everybody check out Ken Blanchard at at urbanshooterpodcast.com and blackmanwithagun.com. He's got some really good stuff on there. George is going to stick around with us.
Thank you again. It was good to have you on.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, man. And, George, you are going to stick with me for the next hour. You better be, right?
I'm not going to miss it.
Okay, good deal. Well, coming up in the next hour, Larry Correa will be with us. Steve Shanks will be with us. Larry Correa, of course, is the author of Monster Hunter International. He's got a lot to say and a great Second Amendment activist. George is going to be with us. We'll cover some more news and go back to talking about the 1911s and everything else. Stick around for the next hour. See you in a few minutes, everybody.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.